So who interviewed you for medical school? Do you remember?
Oh, yes. Dr. Dean Poynter.
Poynter.
See, the war was pending. And so when the war was pending, he called all of the pre-med kids over to school. He interviewed us one at a time, and he wanted to know about my background and my grades, my interest in why I was in medicine and whatnot. And he picked out of those, I think there were six or seven of us, that he decided that we could go to med school, because before that you had to apply like you did, but the war was there. Mm-hmm. And the Army wanted to be sure that they had a continuous supply of doctors. So he gave us papers, and we all joined the Army Reserve so we wouldn't be drafted. And so that's how we got to med school. And then, unfortunately, or fortunately, however you look at it, they moved the entrance from med school from September to March, which meant that we had to all of a sudden scramble to get all our requirements in. So that I had to go to summer school before, and I had to take a year of physics in summer school, and you better finish the first semester because you couldn't carry it over the second semester because there's more work there. And I only had room for, they wanted 8 hours of organic chemistry. I only had room for four. So they accepted that. But it hurt you when you got into pharmacology and biochemistry in med school.